At least 8 Palestinians, including 3 bystanders, were killed today by Israeli fire, the highest death toll for a single day in 2 months. Israeli forces also fired at least 2 missiles from helicopter gunships at a Palestinian house in Bethlehem. These attacks are part of Israel's largest land assault on Palestinian cities in the past year. And they come just as Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is leaving for the United States for meetings with the Bush administration. U.S. officials are likely to press Peres to try to convince Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to pull back his tanks and troops. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
An Israeli army spokesman said the missiles were fired at a group of armed Palestinians on the roof of a building who were preparing to shoot at Israeli soldiers. Palestinian hospital officials said at least 15 people were injured, several critically. Earlier today, a 19-year-old Palestinian was shot dead as he stood a few yards from the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, traditionally considered the site of Jesus' birth. Israel also moved tanks and troops into the West Bank towns of Qalqilya and Tulkarem. Palestinians responded with gunfire, and Palestinian doctors said 4 Palestinians were killed in the fighting. Also today, 2 Palestinian women died from Israeli fire, one a mother of 8 from Jerusalem who was visiting a refugee camp near Bethlehem. Israel began its land assault after the assassination Wednesday of an Israeli cabinet minister by Palestinian militants. Israel believes the killers fled to the Palestinian-ruled city of Ramallah. An Israeli spokesman said Israel has moved into these areas because the Palestinian Authority has not done anything to stop attacks on Israelis from its territory. Since Wednesday's assassination, at least 19 Palestinians, including several children and one Israeli, have died in the fighting. Yesterday, the Bush administration sharply criticized the Israeli incursions and urged Israel to act with more restraint. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo says Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is trying to destroy the Palestinian Authority by making sure an agreed-on ceasefire can never take root.
And that's why he used all forms of provocation in order to drag certain Palestinian forces in order to join him in this bloody orchestra against the peace process and against the interests of both peoples, the Palestinian and the Israeli.
Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres today insisted that Israel was not trying to bring down Yasser Arafat. He said that targeting the Palestinian Authority would just leave a void for militant and radical factions to fill. And Israel's defense minister today said Israel will pull out of these areas as soon as the Palestinian Authority takes steps to prevent attacks by militants. One group of militants, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, claimed responsibility for Wednesday's assassination of hardline Israeli cabinet minister Rehavam Ze'evi. Israel demanded the Palestinian Authority find Ze'evi's killers and hand them over within a week or face Israeli retribution. Yasser Arafat has arrested at least 10 members of the PFLP, but Palestinian officials say he will not turn them over to Israel. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.